On the show today, we have another Q's Emerge contestant, and that would be Tampa Bay Federal Credit Union's very own Lindsay Walker, and she talks about her platform, Reducing Linguistic Barriers in the Hispanic Community for her credit union. So really cool stuff here from Lindsay, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with C Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have yet another Emerge contestant. Are they calling you contestants? Competitors? What's the verbiage here?
You know, I'm not really sure, but we can go with contestants.
All right, we'll do that. Tampa Bay Federal Credit Union's Executive Assistant, Lindsay Walker. Lindsay, welcome to the show, and congratulations on being in the Emerge program. Well done.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to have you on because we always enjoy kind of up-and-coming leaders, people who really kind of step out of their comfort zone and do things like this. And so I get excited about talking, and especially kind of the younger generations who are going to really kind of be the next leaders of our industry. So welcome to the show, and congratulations on being named one of the five finalists of the Emerge program. Well done.
Thanks. Thank you.
How's that feel?
Excited and honored. You know, I was super excited, and I was like, and you know, my boss and I were going through different projects that we could use. And I was like, we really thought that our Hispanic outreach program of reducing linguistic barriers could get us to the finals.
Yeah.
And it did. I was super excited. And then I got the notice and I was like, oh, why did I do this? But no growth comes from staying in your comfort zone.
That is so correct. So correct. So speaking of your platform, so tell us about your platform, because I hear in my notes here, I have reducing linguistic barriers in the Hispanic outreach program. So tell us a little bit more about it. So how did you get started? What interested you in this area? And then what do you want to do with it?
Sure. So in 2015, under new leadership CEO, they started really focusing on the Hispanic community in the Tampa Bay area. Over the past two decades, there's been a 200% increase in migration from the Spanish-speaking countries.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of people coming, and just a few years back with the hurricane Irma and Maria, Tampa was one of the top destinations. Florida overall, the Sunshine State, is number three in having Hispanics population. So it's a really big focus for the credit union, and under our new CEO, Richard Gramatica, mm-hmm. They started working on it, and I joined the credit union in 2018, and he shared their vision and, you know, where we were going and how we were going to help our communities and bring them together and putting branches in areas that were high density for Hispanics. So we got further along and we started, you know, we became Juntos Avanzamos mm-hmm. certified, which is Together We Advance. We worked with a group called Inclusive to do that.
Yep.
And so we've just kind of been building and getting more ingrained into the Hispanic communities. And year after year, not really year after year, a couple of years of being with the credit union, we're in budget meetings. And, you know, we're kind of small. We're about $230 million, maybe a little $240 since COVID. And the project of translating documents, the website, member applications, all of this to Spanish kept getting cut because, you know, like there's only so much projects that can get passed each year.
Right.
And it was quite a disservice not funding those projects because we have such a huge group in this area, and they're the fastest growing demographic. So we were made aware that NCUA offers grant funding to those credit unions that are community development financial institutions. So you go through a certification process mm-hmm. to get that. So they offer funding each year. In this particular year, it was up to $100,000 they were giving funding. So we got together and, you know, we were like, we're going to apply for a grant. What is it? I'm like, guys, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Like, we need to do the loan applications, the member applications, like, we can't be okay with someone bringing their 9-year-old daughter in to translate for us.
Right, even
if we have bilingual staff, which we do, mm-hmm. About 75% of our frontline staff is bilingual. They still need that loyalty and that trust. And, you know, they're relying on their daughters or a family friend. And so So we wrote this application and just like crossing our fingers would NCAA approve it because we don't know.
Right.
And they did.
Oh, wow. Great.
So $56,000 and in a couple months, we should be wrapping up the project.
Well done. And that would also make your credit union not only providing these services, much needed services to this community, but it makes your credit union that much more attractive to this community as well. So, and when word spreads in this community, I'm in San Diego, so we have a large Hispanic community here as well. Man, when word spreads in that community, I mean, they are all in. So it's really is a feather in your cap to do something like this.
Absolutely. And to help out.
Yeah.
It's all about building relationships and just showing our support. And, you know, our mission is the purpose and betterment of our community, one member at a time, and helping them achieve things. And, you know, we've got to put the action behind what we're saying.
Exactly.
And we truly feel like where we are today, we're doing that.
Yep, indeed. I want to step back to the Emerge program. What attracted it to you, or why did you dive into this? Because it's not an easy thing to do, but it's incredibly rewarding, especially if you get to the five finalists where you are. So what kind of prompted you to dive into this?
So I am a very self-motivated individual who pushes myself so far beyond my comfort zones. You know, a lot of people say that I am fearless, and it is far beyond that because I do things that just scare me and, like, you know, you get like that little turn in your gut, but that's what you have to do.
Right.
I saw it come across on email, and, you know, I work as the executive assistant, so I really don't go to many different conferences and learn. I'm in all different areas and I'm helping on different projects, but I'm not going and learning and things like that. So I take a lot of self-education. You know, the previous year I went for like project management, and I do a lot of self-education to build myself up. So when I saw this come across email, I shared with my boss and I was like, hey, I mean, like, this is being offered. There's no cost to the credit union other than my time. Like, if there's nobody else that you see fit, like, please let me. He's like, go for it. Because you're the only one who wants to do something that requires them to work and really push themselves.
Oh, that's fantastic. So where do you want to take it? I mean, obviously, when you get to this point, when you get to the five finalists, in my eyes, and I know this is so, you know, 2000s, everybody's a winner type of thing. But I think all the finalists are, everybody is, you know, top-notch people, and you're going to go far and do some great things. So, but where do you want to take, what are some of your goals with this contest? What do you hope to get out of it, and where do you want to take it?
Well, I absolutely want to be the first place winner because I think that's phenomenal.
Exactly.
Just getting to the top five is great. You know, I'm sure that we all have fantastic ideas and we are all deserving. So it's been a great learning experience. And even if I don't make it in the top three and get to go on and learn more about the industry and further fine tune skills, I'll still be excited. Where do I want to take it? It doesn't end here. There's always continued self-improvement, finding those skills where you are great at and just fine tuning and making them better. You know, a lot of times we focus on weaknesses when let's focus on your strengths and continue to build upon them.
Mm-hmm. And career goals. What are you, obviously, CEO of a credit union or world domination? Who knows?
I'm not really sure that I want to be the CEO who would have to go to bed at night with, you know, all these weights on my shoulder. But I truly love helping the team come together, we get a vision and we go after it, and see that through completion. And in my role as executive assistant, I get to be a partner to a lot of different people and to help and exposure to so many different areas, whether it's lending or risk or collections or member service. There's just so many areas that you can help out in, human resource. So I feel like I have this wealth of knowledge and I can help out anywhere. I don't know where I want to go. I'm definitely going somewhere.
Well, I think you're on the right path. By doing something like this, you're definitely on the right path for sure, because this is this program. I've been covering this program since its inception, and and just it's just what it does to people's careers, what it does for their motivation, what it does for just their sense of self-worth. It's phenomenal what it does. So kudos to you and the rest of the group that are doing this, because it's not an easy thing to do. It's really stepping outside your comfort zone and getting out there and putting yourself out in front of the industry, basically. But that's a great thing. There's so many rewards you can get from it. So I applaud each and every one of you for doing something like this. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on the program, on the Emerge program altogether?
You know, I actually shared with Jennifer this morning. I was very impressed with how well the program was organized and put together from beginning to end, you know, going through with the experts and learning and kind of doing those educational pieces. And then the following week working with the I'm not sure if they were the masterminds or the elites, but the individuals in the industry who have the experience that have been through the program, kind of go through the coaching with them. I thought it really bridged together and helped expand my thought process and think about things in ways that I didn't before.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, through the completion to the business plan, I thought it really was wonderful in, you know, just having to put on paper what you're doing in a formal way and work with different individuals in my credit union to make that happen and, you know, make sure what I'm submitting is actually legit and possible. And then to the end here where you're in the finalist, you know, I kept getting these notices like meetings, and I was like, oh my goodness, like, I have a coach now, like now we're being interviewed, like I'm getting nervous, like this is such a big deal.
It's really cool. I would take advantage of it, soak it all in, take advantage of it for sure, because it's really, really a neat deal. Really neat deal. All right, Lindsay, I know you probably have a lot on your plate, and I thank you for your time and congrats on getting this far. I know you're going to go further no matter what happens in this contest. And anything else? Any final words of wisdom here? Any final thoughts?
I appreciate the opportunity and I wish the best of luck to all the contestants.
Indeed. And we are rooting for you and everybody else in the contest as well, because it only bodes well for our industry to have folks like you kind of percolating to the surface and going to be our next leaders. So thank you. Thank you for doing this as well.
Thank you for your time, sir.
You are welcome. And